Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're going to be talking about Rutherford County. And if you have a question or a comment, Steve Sandlin, the deputy to the mayor, is with us this morning. And we'll take phone calls or text. You know how that works. 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you with us today.
Feel like I'm singing a little bass this morning because got that sinus just started yesterday.
Well, yeah, it's coming down. All that green stuff you see on your porches and cars, that's comes with the season.
I thought I had a green car the other day. It was it was perfectly
for
washed for the Easter weekend, you know, and looking all pretty, and then go out the next day and it's got a light green to it.
Oh yeah, like our friends over at Smith Brothers Car Wash say, don't let that stay on there.
That's right.
It'll mess them up something awful.
And man, they do a great job.
Oh,
over there.
They really do. Another family business here. Tell us what's going on with the county. A lot happening there. And then, listeners, if you have a question specifically on something you're concerned with, give us a shout, 615-893-1450.
Well, Bart, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in Rutherford County. And let me tell you, I just saw numbers the other day, and you may have already mentioned this on the air, but 23 people a day coming into Rutherford County.
Wow.
23 people a day coming into Rutherford County. And that's, you know, the mayor's telling me to close the gate down at the other end of the county, you know, keep them from coming in. But, you know, they keep it open and keep coming back in. But just a little joke there. But I tell you, they...
I thought that was serious. Where's the gate?
I tell you.
Somebody left it open.
But, you know, it. We're growing by leaps and bounds, and with growth, you know, comes good things and trying things. And we're, of course, right in the middle of budget, and so that's always exciting.
Well, it really is a challenge because you're trying to budget for an unknown size of community, growing 23 per day.
Yes, sir. You know, in those numbers also, we looked at, I believe it was 10 a day going to Davidson County, which we thought, wow, you mean we've more than doubled Davidson County, you know, people coming into Rutherford County. I think Williamson County was 11 a day. Wilson County was 8 a day. So if you do the numbers on that, I mean, wow, we're looking a lot more schools. We got a lot of road projects to do. You name it. I mean, there's just there's no end.
Well, the big trick is these people are coming in per day. They're not paying taxes yet.
That's right.
But you have to provide
services,
police protection,
now. That's right.
Schools. You do that in advance. How does that work? How do you pay for that?
We do, as taxpayers. We as taxpayers pay for it. But, you know, there's some things that we get grants on, you know. We've gotten some grants for firefighters. We've gotten some grants for some police help, you know, and that gets us started. Most of the time it's like a three-year time frame that we'll get a grant for, which helps us get those and uniformed and trained and everything and ready to go. And then we have to pick it up as taxpayers from that forward, you know. But, I mean, in the budget altogether, I mean, we just received the school budget last night, and so we've got to go through that and dissect that and see what's going on, what we can help out with there. Sheriff's Department, you know, a lot of things we're looking at there. With people comes growth, comes, like I said, issues, and so we have to make sure we're prepared to educate as well as to move traffic. Even just getting across town this morning, it was just unbelievable. Coming from Blackman, it's like, wow. You know, you used to get across town pretty quickly in about 5 minutes, you know, or eight. And now it's, well, you better count on 15, 20 to 30 minutes, you know.
Absolutely. So we are a growing community, so it looks as if that forecast of 600 and something thousand residents in 15 years looks like it's on target.
I think we're on target.
What else?
That was one of the ones I was hoping we were going to miss that target, you know, be less than that.
we may even surpass that one. Well, yeah, can you blame people for wanting to live here?
That's true. They found us, Bart, and they said, wow, what a life we've got in Rutherford County, and we're going to come down there and join you. So, and so many, these are just folks from, a lot of folks from other counties, seeing the job potential here in Middle Tennessee, you know, all the cities in Rutherford County, you know, Davidson County right down the road, Williamson County, Wilson County. They can live here and travel very short piece and have a good paying job, or if not right here in the county.
It's hard to beat that. And it's a wonderful place to raise a family.
It is. It is.
I mean, you just can't beat this.
I mean, just the other day, these folks were actually, they were from California that were coming in. They come in the courthouse and they were looking at what we're doing there and was, you know, wanting to know how to get to the Stones River Battlefield and was just asking some questions, and their kids are going to be starting. They're out and they're finished for the year. They're going to be starting in our school system, and was telling me where they were going, and, you know, they're going to be going to a new school and a high school in Rockvale. So it's amazing. They're totally excited. You know, they're like, well, we just didn't know country life was this way. You know, they're still considering us country life, I guess, from their hometown in California. You know, we are country still.
Well,
a little bit.
We think we're
getting the city life now, but you can still see the stars, and that's good.
Yeah, very definitely. So those are things to keep in mind, and that is also we have a lot of job opportunities here, helping to attract people, a good quality of life, and affordable living also.
Yes, sir.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Steve Sandlin. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Bart?
Doing fine. Thank you.
Mr. Sandlin, this is not so much a question, but I had told myself that for sure I was going to give you guys a call next time I had an opportunity. You know, I've lived here all my life, and my wife and my little boy, we took on a little project, moved from the city and building our house out in Reedyville. And I'm in construction, so I know how crazy it gets. But I wanted to give a shout out. I think sometimes we forget about you guys and the electric company, the water department. Yes, they're doing their job. They work for a living, but they still have to deal with a lot of different things. And Middle Tennessee Electric and Ben Martin over there, I mean, you know what? I'm living in an RV right now because we're building our house hands-on, done about, you know, 80% of it ourselves. And when you see get a little emotional, but when you see the old electric truck pull up and they turn from, you're no longer on the generator, you're hooked up to some power, you get your house built, and then you see the boys coming and hooking up your electric line, and your little boy gets to go out there and talk to them, play with them. You really gain respect for what they do every day. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And these guys work hard, and they have to deal with some people sometimes that don't understand that you can't get everything done in a day. And I told Ben Martin the other day, I mean, I don't know if you know Ben or not, but he walked through every piece of this process from the time we bought the property and said, you know, this is where this goes and that's where that goes, and I'd shoot him an email and say, I'm sorry to bother you, and no problem, whatever you need. And I mean, I think we just forget about it's public service and you do get paid for it, but there's other things these guys could be doing and not having to deal with kids building their own houses and not knowing all the ins and outs all the time. So I told him, he said not to do it, but I told him I was going to give him a shout out next time and just tell him how much we appreciate him and all those guys on the trucks and all the public utilities to take care of us every day. And you kind of forget it when you're living in a house and it just comes natural. But boy, when you're living out of an RV, building your house, you sure don't miss nothing. You see call. You guys have a great day, and I wanted to make sure I got that in, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you much. We're not over Middle Tennessee Electric, but let me tell you, our employees of Rutherford County is, I would say we're the best as far as, you know, teachers and sheriff's department. It just goes on and on. Every department, building codes, planning, engineering, you know, the county workhouse. It just, everybody across the board, you know, I've been sitting in with the mayor on all of the presentations for the budgets. And, you know, we've really got some hard working people for the county. And we're really so blessed to have so many great employees, workers. I mean, I'm an employee now, you know, and it's just it's an awesome to know that the county is being taken care of on a day-to-day. Our kids are being taught a great education. Look at our numbers coming out of the school system. Sheriff's Department's doing a great job. You know, we're busting at the seams out there. You know, we're looking at sometime here in the very near future, we're going to have to add on, build another jail or something. But, you know, we're doing a good job. And the judges, you know, they're doing a lot of great things to try to keep from overwhelming our jails and doing some alternative stuff. And there's just a lot of people doing a great things. And that's one of the things that the mayor, finance director, Lisa Nolan, she's Mayor Bill Ketcher, and they're trying to maybe lift the table on employee pay, because we're losing so many employees to cities in our Rutherford County, losing employees, good employees, to our surrounding counties, you know, because if they pay a little bit more over here and maybe have one other benefit, you know, it's you can't blame people for bettering themselves and their families. And we've got to do a little bit better job on that, and we're looking at that. We don't know what it's going to cost. So that's the big part. You know, what's it going to cost us as taxpayers to do that? But we've got to do some adjustments to keep our employees here.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. And, you know, you were talking about efficiency and things of that sort, how great the people are who work for all of us, the county government folks. I remember, I guess it was last week, we got a report that our property assessor had the most efficient operation in the state of Tennessee.
He just received an award for that. Was it last month, I believe, Blart?
Right.
From the state. And so, kudos there, too, to Rob Mitchell, doing a great job over there, county clerk's office. I can go on and on. I mean, I'm going to miss somebody, you know, because we're a large county. But we're doing a great job. And those that are slacking just a little bit, you know, we're getting education to them and training, different seminars, different things to go to. Our HR department is making sure we're on top of that, and risk management doing a great job. It just goes on and on.
We got a few texts here. Somebody says in the Belmont subdivision off Almaville Road, cars are driving too fast down this road. A lot of youngsters out playing, more so with the improved weather. Can you help us on that over in the Almaville Road area?
Absolutely. Almaville Road's a state road. Of course, we can talk to the THP, Tennessee Highway Patrol, on that as well as the county. And I know they're coming through there quite often because Stewart's Creek High School and elementary and middle school's out that way. And so they are traveling, but we can I'll make a little note right here, and we'll get a hold of them to observe just a little bit better, if not pull a few folks over, and that usually takes care of that for a while, and then they have to jump on it again. But we'll jump on that and see what we can do.
Now, you mentioned that Rutherford County is bringing in 23 new residents every day, 23. I mean,
not a week,
no,
not a month,
no,
a every day. And that's from our Chamber of Commerce numbers.
And you mentioned that one of our challenges is going to need to build another school soon. Any idea where that needs to be? I mean, you're putting the finishing touches as we speak on Rockvale. And I drove over there the other day. Somebody said, you need to see it. Man, that's a beautiful facility.
I'm telling you, they just keep stepping up a notch each time. You know, I thought Sturt's Creek High School was the top and best, and then our next high school comes in, you know, Rockvale, and it's like, oh, that might be the top and the best. But, you know, it's the same design, though, which we're saving hundreds of thousands of dollars there, even though the price tag, I think, was like $72 million, you know. But we're saving money on design because the same design, just tweaking a little bit here and there. So
how many students approximately will that hold?
You know, I don't know what the core is on that. I was thinking it was around 2,200, 2,400, something like that. The core may be 2,000, but then it can go to 2,200. But the CTE classes is what makes it bigger also, and then coming around the gym, the
exam. What is CTE? Gym.
Career Technical Education.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And it's a huge part. You know, the state just a few years ago was wanting to drop that, and then they got in and did some research. Matter of fact, they came down to Sturt's Creek High School and looked at that and looked at our CTE department, and that's where your all of your pre-business type stuff is. I mean, they've got a little mini courtroom in there. They do hair, you know, and all that sort of stuff. They do even radio and video. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Culinary art, of course, is part of CTE. My wife used to teach culinary art at Smyrna High School. And, I mean, it's a huge department. It's not just shop anymore.
A little bit of everything.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with our deputy to the mayor, Steve Sandlin.
Yes, sir. You talking to me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, Barb, for taking my call. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment, and I want to ask a question, then I'll hang up and I'll wait on the answer. Mr. Sandlin, I just wanted to follow up on the gentleman earlier, but just on Rutter County employees. I want to give some accolades and a shout-out to the guys that do the paving in the county. They do an excellent job. Stoney and Mr. Brooks and that crew are top-notch. You do comparison from Davidson County to Rutter County and all the cities and everything in between. They do an excellent paving job, so I want to just give a shout-out to them. And then, Mr. Sandlin, I want to ask you a question. It's a concern as a taxpayer of Rutter County. I don't live in the city, but I heard there's some issues on the county employees' retirement. Have you heard anything about that? And I just want to tell you I appreciate your time and taking my call, and I'll hang up and listen.
First of all, Greg Brooks, elected highway department superintendent, he is actually doing a great job. Those guys have been out there a number of years, and just doing a wonderful job. They got over 1,000 miles worth of roads that they have to service, you know, every day, every year. And they do a great job of rotating. You know, if we got an issue somewhere, I mean, Mr. Brooks would tell us, hey, it's going to be spring, winter, fall, early spring, late spring, whatever. They can't give you an exact date because of the way things work and being outside and weather and all that sort of stuff. But, man, they're on top of it. I mean, they're on top of it and do a great job. So I appreciate you saying that. As far as retirement, nothing is really changing there that I know of or have seen in this early stages of budget. So as we get further along, I mean, we're not definitely going to take anything away. So it's if we do anything, it will be keeping it the same or adding. So we don't want to hurt our employees, and when they retire, to try to take something away or something. They've dedicated themselves and their families and their lives to Rutherford County and their jobs that they've done. So I don't see anything happening there.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're going to pause and check on the traffic and weather. We're also going to give away our birthday goodies from Simply Pure Sweets. Stay with us.
When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. Ah, hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
From the tallest tower in the city limits of Murfreesboro to every radio in the land, WGNS AM FM is everywhere you need us to be.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Being Drummer's Den, we have an exceptional amount of snare drums. We have cymbals, new and used, all types of cymbals. We have accessories. I have cajones, cowbells, sticks. It's all here. Music World and Drummer's Den. We're your hometown music store. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, right across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
One of our biggest items on the menu has always been our soup at Demas's. The problem that we have had is that people have to wait in long lines when you're not feeling really good to get a soup. So we have created something that we call Soup Express. And it's different kiosks that we have with a separate line to be able to pick up soup, pay for it with a credit card, and take it home right away. The Soup Express is only for our quarts of soup or above, and with no other types of food. Nothing else is just when you want soup, and that's why we call it Soup Express. It's only at Demas's restaurants.
If you have an iPhone or use an Android, we have an app for both. WGNS AM and FM is everywhere you need us to be, on air and on demand.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic out here making its way down the interstate as we check it out live on 24 westbound here at Walden Road. Sam Ridley Parkway stopping, hitting all those traffic lights coming from Smyrna, 41 there on Sam Ridley all the way down to I-24. Heavy on 840 now, making your way towards Williamson County, and there is some traffic on 840 headed towards Wilson County. Obergatlinburg Spring Festival Mayfest kicks off May 17th. All the fun details at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. What about the Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We'll see mostly sunny skies here for this afternoon, a high in the mid-80s. Winds out of the southwest of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, slight chance for rain late, a low near 60. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 55.
This is Frieda Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Bazing at First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives a new meaning to customer service.
Get your parachutes ready. I can't believe I'm going to do this.
$10,000 accidental death coverage.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Or give us the call today at 615-494-4200. Member FDIC.
Alrighty, time to head over to Simply Pure Sweets. Doesn't take too much to encourage me to head over to Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. Delicious food over there. They do offer breakfast and lunch. The thing I love over there, the French macarons, they are phenomenal. And the cinnamon roll, oh, in fact, you, some lucky person, is going to have your choice of the French macarons or the cinnamon roll from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. Chantel is over there waiting to wish you a happy birthday when you walk in the door, 118 North Walnut Street. Or you could say happy anniversary too, because we're going to start out the list as a happy 45th anniversary to Emma Jean Garrett from her husband, Ricky. And Alexis Deanne, happy birthday from all of your friends. Lauren Blackwell, happy birthday from your family at Wilson Bank and Trust. Chandler Vaught, happy birthday from Mom, Dad, and Jackson. Ella Martin, happy birthday from your family. And Liz Cheers, happy birthday from your friends. Okay, here comes the birthday fairy in here. And whatever name she lands on, that'll be the winner of our goodies from Simply Pure Sweets. Where will the birthday fairy flitter to today? There you go. Stopped on Chandler Vaught. Chandler Vaught, our winner today. And congratulations to you. Chandler Vaught, the winner. Our phone number is 615-893-1450 if you want to text us or talk to us in person. Give us a shout. 615-893-1450. We're talking about Rutherford County this morning. Rutherford County's deputy to the county mayor, Steve Sandlin, is with us.
Mark, you didn't say that. You didn't say I won that Simply Pure Sweets over there, cinnamon roll. So I think I'm just going to have to go over there after we get done and and grab some. Of course, it wasn't my birthday or anniversary, so I guess I didn't have a chance. So
we got some.
But you know, I've been over there. I've been over a few times. You know, and gotten some stuff for the office and whatever, and it's all real good. But I went over there for lunch, and man, they got a phenomenal lunch.
Oh, it's good. My wife and I have been over there quite a few times.
I've done gotten, you know, two or three different things, but the thing about it is, I keep going back and getting that same, you know, thing, and I just
we always get favorites.
I know, I get a favorite and I can't get off of it. So you know, I did want to mention, Bart, you know, the county sometimes auctions things, you know, and I've been an auctioneer for a number of years, and so they were talking, they were gonna put it out to bid on a house down over on Florence Road and Singer Road, and the mayor talked me into, he said, well, you can go down there on the clock during your time of working here during the day, which you would sell this during the day, and auction this house. So we're going to auction a house for the county. It's on 4640 Florence Road. It's that corner lot, Singer and Florence down there. May 16th, going to do that auction. And so we're selling that property, absolute, or not the property, the house. So the house is going to have to be moved.
So you're not selling the property.
Not selling the property, just the house. Yes, sir. So we've got some working up some plans on the property down there, and so the house needs to go. And really, I walked in that house and took some pictures and everything for this advertisement that we're going to do and everything. And it's a nice house. It's like over 2,000 square feet. And so, but the only thing, it's got to be moved. It's brick, so you'll have to take the brick off and move it. But there's several folks interested in moving that house and putting it over on their property. So it's pretty cool deal.
Now, for more information on that, how do they learn about it?
Yeah, just give us a call, 615-898-7745. That's the mayor's office, and they'll patch it back to me, and I'll give them all the information that I got. But we'll have all that information out probably first of the week, because we can't put our signs out more than 2 weeks prior to the event. For city codes, and so we'll be putting those signs out then.
So this is in the city. But, of course, it doesn't matter where it is, because you're going to move it to somewhere.
That's right. That's right. You know where Singer Road is, and Florence Road, right down there, on the other side of the railroad tracks there. But it's a really, really nice house.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Steve Sandlin.
Good morning, Mr. Sandlin.
Good morning.
I had a comment, sir, on Mr. I believe it's Greg Brooks, the county superintendent.
Yes, sir.
I called him about a year and a half ago about a problem I had seen out on Rooker Lane.
Uh-huh.
It's there where the county goes back into the city there on that first curve coming off of Old Salem Pike. And there was a bad problem right there on that curve where people were cutting the curve short. And they had a pretty good, maybe a 6-8-inch rut next to the pavement. And I travel that road, you know, once or twice a day for the past, 3-4 years. And I'd see a lot of wrecks there. And I called Mr. Brooks and I told him, I said, if you get a chance, take a look at that. I see a number of wrecks every year. And people go off in that cornfield right and left there. And I said, probably half a dozen wheelbarrows of asphalt would really help out the community. Because somebody's going to get killed in one of these wrecks, besides all the damage to the vehicles. And like I said, it was about a year and a half ago. He went out and took a look. In less than 2 weeks, he put asphalt along there. This is prior to them redoing part of Rooker Lane, too, by the way. And since then, in the last year and a half, I've seen one wreck versus about, 6 or 8 per year there. And the idea that Mr. Brooks would call me back and then respond to that, I think he's one heck of an asset to Rutherford County. And I want to say he's doing a great job, sir.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I appreciate the call. You started off and I was like, uh-oh, we missed one. So, you know, and sometimes we do. And we have to, you know, pick up, dust ourselves off and get on to something that we didn't do properly or whatever. But I like hearing those calls because we get calls on the other side as well. But I do appreciate your call there. Yes, sir.
Well, I had another problem, but I don't know. It's not yours, though. It's on Veterans Parkway. It's there next to 99. That bridge, the asphalt is dropping on the north side more all the time. and apparently they're not ready to fix it. It's probably an inch and a half below the asphalt right now. And it's a pretty good bump if you're going more than 25 miles an hour when you hit it.
Did you say that's going over 840?
No, sir. That's the bridge there next to 99 on Veterans Parkway.
Okay.
And on the north side is worse than the south side. And if you were going, I guess, southeast off of Veterans, off of the old Salem Pike.
Yes, sir.
That's the worst part of it. And I know it's in the city, so you don't have any control over that. But I called and asked them to look at it 3-4 months ago, and nothing has been done. But I hope maybe they get a chance to drop a little asphalt there on that little ramp there to the bridge, of course. The bridge don't sink, but the road does.
Well, we all work together, so I'll give the city folks a call here when we get out and let them know about it, too, and see if they can get on that.
Okay, I just want to make sure you know that Mr. Brooks is doing a heck of a job, and I think he's an asset to the county.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Have a great day, sir.
Call us anytime. We'll be glad to try to get something fixed or resolved. I may not have the answer for you if you call, but I will find the answer for you and get back with you. That's for sure.
Okay, appreciate it, sir. Have a good day.
You too.
Our phone number, 615-893-1450. Join us in conversation. You know, that's how it works. It's open conversation, and it's communities where people don't discuss things that bad things happen. And we're in a growing positive community because there is an open line of communication. As you mentioned a moment ago, the listener said that's in the city, and you said, well, we work together.
That's right.
And so that's what it's all about.
That's right. We don't always agree, but we do work together.
Now, you mentioned a little bit ago one of your things on the horizon with the population growing, the number of people at the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center is obviously growing, and that's on your radar of things to maybe prepare for a larger facility. Look at that.
I don't think that's anything new, Bart, but I think previous administrations have been looking at that. We've been seeing the growth, you know, coming for a while. You have issues, you know, like houses have issues, you know, after a while you can do only so much maintenance, and then, you know, it starts going the other way and you have to replace a whole whatever, you know, whether it be plumbing or electrical or roof or whatever. And so, you know, things happen, and it's just that facility is used 24/7, 365 days a year. I mean, to its maximum use every day. And so, and what comes with that is a lot of wear and tear. And so, not that we're tearing that thing down and building a new one, but I mean, we're, you know, the talks are getting a little heavier, and we're looking at options and seeing what we can do to better that facility, whether it's build another one or an expansion or whatever. So we have to do that. We're looking at another big thing that's coming up probably in this budget is communication. You know, our towers are scattered all throughout Rutherford County. The cities have done some different things. Laverne's done different things. Laverne, Smyrna, and Murfreesboro, Rutherford County as a whole, we have got to be able to talk to one another in our emergency service issues, whether it be ambulance or fire or police, and also our SROs at schools. And we've just seen that there's a deficiency there that we're not happy with. And we have to, we've been, I don't want to say it's a bad term, but putting a Band-Aid on it. You know, we've been taking care of the issues, making sure our citizens are safe, but the communication level can be much better. And so we're looking at making that better across the county for all of our emergency service. And so it's a big ticket item. We're looking, you know, a tower is $1 million. To, you know, wherever you need a tower to put coverage. And we've got a lot of good towers. Some of them have to be revamped. But it's a very pricely price tag on it. And so we're looking at that and getting all of our information so we can get it to the commission and let them make a solid decision on it.
Here's a text from a listener who says you were talking about working well with the city. Hopefully you work well with Cannon County as well. We enjoy going to the Woodbury area to see plays at their theater. And we enjoy traveling the John Bragg Highway, which is a four-lane divided highway all the way. But it gets concerning. We're going 65 miles an hour in Rutherford County, which is what the speed limit is in other counties on this type of roadway. And the minute you hit Cannon County, it's 55 miles per hour. And just down the road, there's often a Cannon County Sheriff's deputy waiting to give us a ticket. Can the friendship level be extended to Cannon County? That's a good question.
Well, my daughter's going to college in Cookeville right now, and she got her first speeding ticket, and she said, "Dad, what do I do?" You pay it and slow down is what you do. But you know, all the surrounding counties, I think we work together very well. But you know, you got to watch those speed limits, and there are different requirements in every county and different roads, you know, throughout our county, right? And so you know, there's a reason why that's marked down, is because you're coming back into a double lane, east and west, I guess, instead of a four lane. And so you have to slow it down.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. If you have a question this morning dealing with something that you're concerned with, 615-893-1450. The warnings about eating fish. This is another text message. Eating fish caught in the Stones River and the upper section of the J. Percy Priest Lake continues. For Rutherford County, evidently there's an elevated amount of mercury in the fish samplings. What's being done to make this safer for all of us?
You know, we have heard the reports, and I think a little bit of everybody is involved there. Fish and wildlife is involved. They're trying to track it down as far as where is it coming from, how is it getting there, and what we can do to mediated or resolve it. So no answers. I'd love to have an answer right now, but that's being looked at, and the state, and as far as Corps of Engineers and everybody is looking at testing that water on a daily basis and trying to get to the source so it can be resolved.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS with the deputy to the Rutherford County Mayor, Steve Sandlin.
Hello. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, good morning.
I think I missed the birthday thing. Do you know who won the birthday?
Yes, I say I do. Let me open up that sheet. The winner was Chandler Vaught. Chandler Vaught.
All right, thank you.
Okay, have a great day. Our number is 615-893-1450. See, that didn't tax you much at all. That wasn't a hard question.
No, that was all right. I like that.
615-893-1450 is our number.
Bart, I wanted to mention that, of course, Saturday's Earth Day coming up. Mm-hmm. They're going to have those events up on the square, and so I'd like for everybody to come out to that. I know y'all been promoting it as well as others, but our courthouse renovations on the outside have not started yet because well, we're government, and we take a while. We really wanted this thing done before the farmer's market, you know, started. I think it starts, what, June 1st?
May 10th, I think.
The farmer's market here on the square?
On the square, excuse me. No, May 10th is the one over at the Ag Center. May 10th. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I think it's June 1st, I think. And then May is out at Lane Agra, but we got Jazz Fest coming up then the next weekend, Friday and Saturday, which is an awesome event as well. So, really, nothing's happened to the courthouse and the renovations and everything. So, come on up, bring your lawn chairs out, and enjoy. And on Jazz Fest, and of course, Earth Day is, of course, this Saturday coming up. And come and enjoy those festivities as well. But we are getting closer to give you information about that. We got to go through the bidding process, and it's got a architect and engineers and design and all that sort of stuff. We've got a sewer line on the west side that we have to replace because it was a clay line. Old. And so we're having issues with that and trouble with that. It's sagged and sinking and issues. And so we're going to, the city's going to put a manhole out on the corner out there of on the west side of the courthouse. And so it'll be going to there. With that, we're going to, of course, come back in inside and do a sprinkler system, you know, and everything. And as far as watering the grass and the trees and everything. And of course, we've got a whole new plan for flowers and bushes and all that to go up. Lighting as well. There's some retucking on the courthouse that we have to do to keep the courthouse in great shape. And then there's some repainting there as well on the columns and stuff. So there's out on the east side, you can tell that the brick pavers out there are settling, you know, after a rain. It looks like a little pond. You know, one person come in and says, hey, y'all need some koi fish out there, you know, and it ponded up pretty good, you know, and the water's not filtering out right and it's settling. And so we have to take those brick pavers out, redo the ground and put crusher run gravel back in there and repack it and then put the pavers back on top. And so that will take care of that. But a lot of things getting ready to go on, but it looks like it's not going to be until maybe another month now before we actually get started.
Making our Rutherford County Courthouse, the historic courthouse, even more attractive for all of us.
Yes, sir.
And when we come back, let's talk a little more about the courthouse, a little about some of the thoughts of making it a museum.
Yeah.
I know Bill Ketron was with us, our county mayor, last month, and he talked about how this was a destination. The Chamber of Commerce is saying, be sure to see Cannonsburg, the courthouse, you know, all of these Oaklands, Sam right. Davis home. And he wanted to have something for people to see while they are right there.
We've actually started. We've got some display cases that we've put in the courthouse there. We've got some large display cases. They don't have some things in it right now, but we've got several folks and historical folks. Greg Tucker's involved there on he's brought a case in as well. And so we're getting things from the African-American historical side, as well as the Indian, as well as all the different battles and wars, and we're going to display that. And you know, it needs to be in a good format and way that's put in there. You know, you can't just throw the stuff in there and look at it. So it's shaping up. It's really looking good.
We'll talk more about that.
Yes, sir.
Just a second. Stay with us. We're going to check on the weather.
Oh, now she's trying to ice you. Let's start walking over on the dance floor. It's her fault, but what can she do?
Look up in the sky. There it is. The tallest tower in Murfreesboro. This is WGNS, FM, AM, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Are you tired of constantly spending money on sprays and other things to control mosquitoes around your home? If so, come by Holden Hardware and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators. When used properly, the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators will kill up to 95% of the mosquitoes in the covered area for up to 90 days. This year, make mosquito control easier and cheaper. Come by Holden Hardware on the square and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators.
This is Freedom Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Bazing at First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives a new meaning to customer service.
Get your parachutes ready. I can't believe I'm going to do this.
$10,000 accidental death coverage.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Or give us the call today at 615-494-4200. Member FDIC.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
So should you.
So we try to match the best product we can for someone's budget.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
If anyone is having any difficulty at all, have your hearing tested.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Chance to try them to see if it's going to work for them.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
They're very pleased with our service.
608 East Clark Boulevard.
We'll see mostly sunny skies here for this afternoon, a high in the mid-80s, winds out of the southwest of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, slight chance for rain late, a low near 60. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 55.
This is Jason with Tire World. We're having our annual at-cost tire sale this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So stop by and see us as we drastically reduce all tire brands for this three-day-only tire sale.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
This is Lisa Halliburton with Bell Jewelers. Mark your calendar, Thursday, May 2nd, from 10 until 6 p.m., Bell Jewelers will be having an antique and estate sale. One day only, don't miss it. Bell Jewelers.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. We are WGNS Murfreesboro.
We are back again. Our number is 615-893-1450. Just a few minutes left in the program and still a whole bunch of issues to cover and questions. Nothing bad. I mean, positive things.
Awesome.
Here's a text from a listener. Says the Marriott home over on Rucker Lane looks like it'd be, it's for sale, they said, and looks like it'd be a great place for a museum. Yeah, I know. I was driving down that road the other day. Don't usually drive there, but now that this listener mentions that, I did notice it looked like it was for sale or in risk of being moved away or something. I don't know. Any chance of having that for a museum?
Well, I don't know. I'll mention it to the mayor, and I'm not for sure.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah. I'm sure it's got great historical value. I'm sure it was a house back, it's probably 100, 200 years old, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very historical in the community. And you had some, we were talking about the courthouse being a museum, and I guess that's why the listener was thinking about, hey, there's a museum. But the courthouse, I understand you're going to move some offices out. What, into the judicial building? Is that where they're going?
Yes, sir. IT is taking up a lot of space in the Rutherford County Courthouse, and we're going to be moving them over to the old judicial building, which is right across the street up on the fourth and fifth floor. We're getting ready to our maintenance guys have started cleaning that area out and getting ready to start doing renovations, which basically we're doing a carpet and a paint with some new ADA restrooms throughout the whole building, top to bottom. That's the major part of it. Souping up maybe the elevators just a little bit, but everything else is pretty much a paint, a carpet, and a cleaning up and fixing up kind of thing. So the bid come in on that at like $7.2 million, and we just Mayor Ketron just said, that's just above and beyond what we're wanting to do, I think. So, it started out at 2.9 back in November of 17. And, of course, the mayor was sworn in September of 18. And so it just, it was just too many dollars. It kept growing. So we're just like, well, I think carpet and paint will work out.
And I just looked at the clock, and I don't know where the time has gone, but it has. Steve Sandlin with us today. Steve, thank you for joining us.
We'll come back and talk more one day.
Let's do that.
No, all right.
We need to have more time for this.
Thank you, Bart.
Truman's next on WGNS Murfreesboro.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Police in Nashville have charged 17-year-old